My name is Sarah Rose, and I believe women should live a rich life. You are listening to the Embodied Woman podcast, where we ignite new levels of prosperity, pleasure, purpose, and passion so you can live turned on and in your power. It's time to make waves, Rebel. It's time for a pregnancy update. Oh my goodness. It has been far too long since I've given you guys a full update on my pregnancy. So I am so excited because I just got a lot to share with you guys. And I will say that this is not just a pregnancy update, but it's also a what to expect moving forward update. Now that I have a little bit of clarity around just like what life will be like after the baby's here and what that means for my business and what that will mean for you. Obviously, it's all subject to change because knowing me and my many gen ways, it might change at the blink of an eye. But I just want to make sure that I'm setting some expectations around how to work with me moving forward because I feel like I owe that to you guys. So let's go ahead and dive right in. I'm going to just charge my laptop real quick because I forgot to do that before I hit record. So let me take care of that and then I will be right back. Okay, we're back. So last time that you guys got an update, I had just gotten through my first trimester. And if you didn't listen to that episode, I basically shared like how the first trimester was for me. And if you want to listen to the whole thing and get all the details, you can go back and listen. But basically the first trimester took me out. It threw me for a loop and it was really, really hard on my body. I was also in the middle of launching my first in-person event. So it was really this like balance of like, okay, rest, relax, because you don't have a choice right now. But also you've got to keep showing up because you've got Embodied Live to host and you've committed to that. There's people already going. So like you got to pull through, you know? So it was this really interesting balance. Come Embodied Live, I was now entering into my second trimester. I believe I was 16 weeks pregnant at the time. And at around 14 weeks was when I started to finally feel like myself again. I finally got my energy back. I was finally able to eat again. I wasn't throwing up anymore. I felt like me. And then Embodied Life came and it was kind of just this like, holy shit moment. Like I'm up here fulfilling a dream while growing this little human inside of me. What is my life right now? Because never in a million years would I have expected for me to one, even host an in-person event and really claim my identity as a speaker, but also to do it with my son and just being pregnant in that process. It was such a monumental moment for me to just like look back on in this pregnancy and be like, holy shit, girl, like look what you did, look what you achieved, look what you've accomplished and look what you created. You know, it's like, I just feel like I've made it such a memorable pregnancy for myself, but also for him, you know, like, he's got one inspiring ass mama. You know what I mean? Like your mom hosts an event. She hosts a retreat in her third trimester. I'll talk about that later. Like, I just feel so proud of what this pregnancy has been. And something that I had told myself after the first trimester is I had this story in my head that pregnancy was going to hold me back in my business. And if you are thinking about becoming a mom, or if you are a mom, or maybe you're pregnant right now, you probably know what I'm talking about when we just have this story in our heads that like pregnancy is going to hold us back, being a mom is going to hold us back. And I had to really like unlearn that. And that's what I chose in the second trimester, because in the second trimester, I was feeling much better energetically, but I wasn't feeling great mentally. And like, obviously, hormones for sure, like, we know those are a thing, but it was more of just this like, I don't even know what to call it. Like, I wasn't showing up as my best self and as my highest self. And I was telling myself the story that pregnancy was going to hold me back. And so I couldn't do the things that I thought I should be doing, or not even thought I should be doing, but was doing before I was pregnant. And ultimately I got out of a lot of bad, I'm sorry, I got out of a lot of good habits in the first trimester because I just literally couldn't do it. I could not do it physically. And so it broke a lot of my good habits that I had in place. I stopped meditating as much. I wasn't working out. I really was just like working from bed all day. And that would play an effect on anyone's mental health, pregnant or not. And so I had to get really like, you guys know, I always say this, naked with my truth and be like, I'm not being that woman. And I don't want to look back at this pregnancy and wish that I would have been healthier or wish that I would have been happier or wish I would have done more to support myself. Like, I knew deep down that there was more that I could be doing to support myself mentally and physically. And so, after the move to California, so literally a day after Embodied Live, a day after getting engaged at Embodied Live, I then packed up my house, Tony and I packed it all up and drove for 2 days straight to California from Colorado. And even that, I'm like, holy fucking shit. Again, I'm a badass mom. Like, I'm badass. So, anyways, after we moved back to California, and I had kind of thought, like, I had this story in my head that moving back to California will be a fresh start for me, and I will feel better just being in California. And it wasn't the case. I was still doing the same patterns that I was when I was in Colorado, in my first trimester of just not taking care of myself, not really eating that great, laying in bed and working from bed all day. Like, I just wasn't totally being the best version of me. And I had this aha moment that I was using pregnancy as a excuse to basically play small. And where I mean, it's if you're going to use an excuse, pregnancy better fucking be it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very valid excuse, but it didn't feel like it didn't hold weight. Like, it felt like an excuse. It didn't feel real for me. And I knew, like I said earlier, that there was more that I could be doing to support myself. So I didn't feel as lousy as I felt. And therefore, I could play bigger than what I was actually playing. So I started to change my habits. I started to romanticize my pregnancy, which, if you guys have been involved in my world, you know, I always say, like, romance your life. And I started to do that again. And oh my goodness, it changed everything. I even started a little series on TikTok of Feel Good Pregnant With Me. And TikTok was almost like my little accountability buddy. I was like, I've got to feel good, and I want other women to feel good. I want to know that it's possible to feel good in your pregnancy. So I'm going to choose that. And I started to do things for myself every single day that was helping me feel better. And before you know it, I was not just feeling better, but like feeling like really one of the best ways I've ever felt in my life. I still didn't have full clarity around business yet. And that felt like a little bit of a block that I was going through a lot in the first, I'm sorry, in the second trimester. I was always asking myself the question, like, what is life and business going to look like? I don't know what life and business is going to look like. What does this all mean? What should I be doing now to set myself up for success later? Do I need to change my business model? Do I need to change my business in general? Like, literally, it was so hard to like just have clarity on what life is going to look like after. And then after affirming that over and over and over again, I realized that that was again just a story that I was telling myself in pregnancy of like, again, pregnancy holds you back or you don't know and all this stuff. And while there is truth in not knowing, right? We never fucking know. There's never a time in life that we do know what the future looks like and what the future holds. So I kept saying, like, before I was pregnant, it was like, oh, I have a plan. I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do that and then I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do that. And like, it's like that plan or that vision got thrown out the window once I got pregnant because I was like, well, I don't know what life is going to look like as a mom. You don't have to know what life is going to look like as a mom to have dreams and goals and desires and to have a plan in motion to make those come alive. You know what I mean? So that was a big aha moment for me that happened, at the retreat, actually. So that wasn't that long ago. It was in my third trimester. I was 30 weeks pregnant when I hosted the retreat. And ever since then, now I just feel like I know where I'm going in my business. And I don't feel held back by my pregnancy in the slightest because pregnancy has not held me back in the slightest. Like, yeah, I was physically out of commission in the first trimester. But I still filled the room for Embodied Live. Like, yes, in the second trimester, I was feeling like my habits weren't that the best and I was working on my habits, but I still filled my mastermind and retreat. And then everyone says, oh, come the third trimester, like you're gonna be struggling again. And I'm now 33 weeks pregnant and I still feel great. Yes, I'm starting to feel a little bit uncomfortable in my body. By the end of the day, it feels like I have a 10-pound weight hanging from my belly. And it didn't stop me from hosting my retreat. It didn't stop me from hosting a fire masterclass. It's not stopping me from serving my clients to the best of my ability and signing new clients. Like, it's not holding me back, is basically what I'm saying. So if you need the permission slip to have and build your family as a CEO, as an entrepreneur, as a woman in business for yourself, like, I hope I can inspire you. Because honestly, like, I had someone, actually, I'll pull it up. I had someone on my Instagram the other day comment that, and it was like, so it was so sweet for me to hear this because I didn't even really know that I was having this impact. But she said, seeing you navigate pregnancy and still being a boss has made me so much less afraid of it. And again, I didn't even know that I was having that impact by doing what I do and being who I be. But I am. And so I just hope that by me sharing this even more openly and vulnerably inspires you or makes you less afraid to have the family that you want to have. You know what I mean? Okay, what else did I want to share with you guys? Let me look at my notes real quick. Okay, so went through the move through to California. And when the second trimester starts, like this is when just like magic literally happens. I mean, the whole fucking thing is magical, you guys. I still can't get over, and I still can't comprehend the fact that I'm right here recording this podcast and I've got this little man kicking me. He's kicking me as we speak. But the first or the second trimester is so cool because you actually start to experience those things, you know? Like the first trimester feels so surreal in the sense of you're like, is this real? Like, is there actually something inside of me right now? Like, I don't buy it. I don't buy that because I can't feel him. Yes, I've seen him on ultrasound. Yes, I've heard his heartbeat, but like, I don't have a belly yet. And like, I don't know, is this real? Like, the first trimester just doesn't feel real. But then the second trimester comes around and, you start feeling their kicks and you start seeing your belly get a little bit bigger. And oh, it's just such a magical experience. Like, I'm looking back because I have all these notes on like week by week of my pregnancy. And it's so cute too, because I'm like, here I am at like 17 weeks holding my belly and I'm showing my belly and it's like so itty bitty. And I thought it was so big back then. And now I'm like, that ain't shit, girl. Like, you got a whole lot more growing to do. What else? Yeah, I mean, it's just so cool to look back at all these pictures and updates and be like, oh my gosh, like, look at what my body is capable of. At I think it was 26 weeks pregnant, I started lactating. I had my first leak of colostrum. I always feel like I say that word incorrectly, but I think that's right. It's like liquid gold. And it was so funny because I was laying down. I'm pretty sure I was eating a bowl of ice cream. And Tony looked over at me and he's like, "Babe, are you leaking?" And I have this little like spot on my nipple through my dress. And I'm like, "No, like I probably just like spilt some water or spilt some ice cream there." Because I didn't know that leaking in pregnancy was a thing. I thought it was only a thing that happened after you give birth. Lots of things you just learn along the way. So I think nothing of it. And then he looks over again. Guys always staring at my boobs. He looks over again. He goes, "Babe, it's wet again." And I'm like, "What the hell? Like, I didn't drink any water. Like, what is that?" So I like, take my shirt off and I squeeze my nipple and oh my God, milk is coming out of me. And I literally, you guys, start crying tears of joy. Like, I cannot express like what an honor it felt like. I just can't even explain it. I was just like, "Oh my God, I'm so proud of my body. I'm so grateful for my body." Like, I was just such an emotional, like, it felt like a rite of passage, It was so fucking cool. So that happened. And then, okay, so basically, that was towards the tail end of my second trimester. And then we moved into my third. And, the third has been great. Like, I had my beautiful baby shower, and oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. I'm so grateful for my sister-in-law, Danielle. She and for my best friend, Brianna, like, both of them together made such a beautiful baby shower for me. And I was planning on like doing it all myself. I never really knew that you weren't supposed to plan your own baby shower. I just thought that I'd do it myself. And they really just like allowed me to receive. And it was so beautiful and it was so fun and special. And I loved it. And then the week after my baby shower was the Embodied Woman retreat. So I was 31 weeks pregnant. And I traveled to Florida with my man, as you guys know, because I recorded a whole podcast episode about that. And I rocked the retreat at 31 weeks pregnant and felt incredible. I felt amazing. And then I came home, and since coming home is when I've definitely been noticing more body changes. I didn't really pop even at the retreat. Like, I had a belly at the retreat, but like, I feel like the past week, honestly, the past 2 weeks, I've like popped. And I know, I'm like, oh, we got 7 more weeks left, and this baby's supposed to potentially double in weight. So I can only imagine like what I'm gonna look like by the end of this. But what I am really grateful for is I really am carrying in my belly. Like, I have not really gained weight outside of that. which has been really nice because I feel like just appreciative of my body. And I just look at my body in an entirely new way. Like it's magic. Like it's literal magic. And but yeah, like I am grateful. I have been very healthy. My body is just like doing pregnancy really well. Like I'm still going on 2 mile walks. I went on a hike 2 weeks ago. Not a long hike. It's definitely not a long hike, but I went on a hike. I feel good. And like I said, I'm starting to notice a little bit more of where I'm becoming uncomfortable. Like towards the end of the day, I wake up in the morning and I'm totally fine. And then after I eat lunch, my stomach goes from feeling like, you know, it's holding a baby, like, yeah, 2-3 pounds of baby, maybe a little bit more now. But towards the end of the day, it literally feels like I have a 10 pound weight hanging from my belly. And I'm like, holy shit, I still got 7 weeks left, but I don't feel bad. You know what I mean? Like I don't feel like exhausted and like, oh my God, I'm so done with this pregnancy. Like I'm not there, and I don't know if I will get there. I know a lot of women do, but I'm not there yet. I still feel really good, and I'm loving this pregnancy, and I'm loving all of the kicks to the ribs that I am getting because I'm getting a lot of them. I'm loving it all. Like I genuinely feel so good and so grateful and so proud, and my energy is still good. Like, yes, I have to be more conscientious of my energy and more conservative with it. Like yesterday, I hosted a masterclass, which was fucking amazing, by the way. And after it, like I felt tired, but okay, I go rest, you know, like that's fine. I'm much more conscientious of the amount of clients that I'm taking on because I know that I want to be able to pour into the clients that I do have instead of feel tired after a client call and have to go on to another client call. You know what I mean? So yeah, I've limited my capacity for private clients and group containers. And now that kind of leads me to the last bit of this episode, which is what's next? And what does maternity leave look like? And when do I plan on coming back? And all of that. So, all right, let me drink some water real quick because I've been talking for a while and I deserve some water. Okay. Yeah, so let's get into it. So as of right now, I am no longer taking any private clients or launching any group containers until further notice. Those doors have closed, and I am putting all of my focus onto my favorite digital course, Prosper. If you have not heard of Prosper, I will give you all of the details about it. It's literally an all-inclusive course of all of my money codes, literally everything. I have so much inside of that, and it's also a gift that keeps on giving in the sense of anytime I have a download, I will upload that training. Every time I have a new masterclass or host a new masterclass, I upload it into that course. So it really is the gift that keeps on giving, which is really great because, again, as I evolve in my evolution with money and my relationship and my understanding with money, you guys will evolve with me if you are inside of Prosper. And it's also really great for the season of life that I'm in because it's not a hands-on approach like most of my other containers, right? Like this is self-paced where you really get to lead yourself through this work. And so it really is great if you're feeling a little bit capped of time, or maybe you feel like, you know what, I have been working with a mentor, but now I want just that reminder and that accountability. Or maybe it's completely new for you and you've never really touched the money mindset and the wealth embodiment, wealth identity sort of work before. That's what these digital courses, these self-paced courses are made for. But I also didn't want to lose the like community aspect of it. So there's also a community of Rebels Who Prosper. So you have a group, you have a container of women who you still can connect with. You can hold accountable. You can celebrate your wins. And of course, you bet your ass, I'm going to be in there too. When I feel called, I'll probably pop in there and host a training or speak to a download that I had, etc. So that's kind of what you can expect moving forward. So who is Prosper for? Prosper is for anyone who is feeling stuck in their finances. You feel capped in your income and like you can't break through a certain ceiling. Maybe you have a certain money goal that you want to reach, like a savings goal, or you want to pay off your debt, or you have a new income goal you want to reach. You maybe just want to have a more empowered relationship with money, and you know that the relationship that you have right now is toxic and disempowering and stopping you from living the best life that you possibly can. Maybe you want to learn how to manifest more money and how to hold overflow and build wealth and create a wealth identity for yourself. Maybe you know that you are the chosen one to be the chain breaker of generational chains of lack and scarcity. Maybe you know that it ends with you and you want the tools on how to do that. Maybe you know how to manifest the money and you have the money, but you still don't feel abundant. You still don't feel prosperous, right? Prosper, the course has all of that. So if money is stressing you out, if you feel like every time you look at your bank account, you have anxiety, if you feel like you're buried by your debt and you want to have a plan in place to pay it off, if you want to reach a savings goal, if you know that like you're not operating in integrity with your financial goals, like maybe you have a goal right now to save money, but you can't help but continuously buying that Starbucks every single day or whatever the case. Or maybe you have so much fear around spending and buying that Starbucks every single day, and you want to break both of those bad habits and those patterns, you will learn how to do that inside of Prosper. You will really learn how to break through having just enough and tapping into overflow. And again, this is an all-inclusive course. Like everything that I teach in here is everything that I have learned, embodied, and applied to help me pay off all of my debt, to help me buy my dream car, to generate over $400,000 in my business over the past 3 years, to, oh my gosh, so much more. Like have a sustainable business, have a thriving bank account, to I'm like this close to being able to buy a house in California as a woman under the age of 30. Like so many things, I can't even list them all off. I've quantum leaped my finances because of the work that is inside of Prosper. And that's just my experiences. That's not all of the experiences that my clients have had. Like mothers of three paying off debt and buying their dream home, or another mom who is having consistent five-figure months as a boudoir photographer and living in her purpose. Like I could go on and on and on and on and on and on about this, but ultimately it is something that you just have to experience for yourself. So again, if you are being called to be able to take your family out on more than one vacation a year, or if you want to be able to tip the waiter extra because they deserve it and you have the resources and the money to do it, Maybe you just are done like second guessing how you spend your money. Maybe you're done with feeling like that sense of fear and anxiety every time you open your bank account. Maybe you're done settling for coach and you want to fly first class and just see the world in general. Right? Like whatever it is, buying the dream car, buying the dream home, being able to give back and donate and then do good with your wealth. All of that exists inside of Prosper. That's all the possibility that is inside of Prosper for you. So there are over five modules on money mindset, over five modules on money manifestation. There's over five modules on money management, which I think is such a big key part of all of this. Like a lot of people are just doing the money mindset or just the money manifestation, and they're skipping over the money management piece. I didn't build the wealth that I have today without the money management piece as well. And then over five modules on wealth and overflow. And then there's also access to my masterclass vault. And the masterclass vault is more, worth more than the investment of Prosper itself. Like the trainings in there, the masterclasses, the workshops are fucking gold. And there's over five of them, and A Date with Money, which is the masterclass that I just hosted yesterday, will be in there as well. And again, there is the Facebook community, but there's also included soul work and homework for you to actually drive the results that you want. Right? It's not just education, but it's implementation as well. Okay. Oh, so excited about it. Now, here is the even better part of it all right now. Up until this Friday, August 4th, you have the opportunity to get all of this, all of Prosper, for $297. Typically, it's $597, and that will probably be getting raised fairly soon. But generally, it is $597. And with the code Wealthy Woman, one word, you get $300 off. So if you vibe with me and you vibe with how I speak about money, oh, it's 444 my time. There's your sign. If you vibe with me, if you vibe with how I speak and teach about money, wealth, and prosperity, do not miss out on this opportunity. It is gold, and it can absolutely change everything about your finances. So I'm excited for you to dive in, but that is essentially how you can work with me until further notice is Prosper. I have a plan for after the baby is here, but until around November, I will not be working with any clients. I am doing some corporate trainings. I will say that. I am doing corporate trainings, meaning, and if you guys, maybe you're listening to this and you're one of them, if you are involved in more of a corporate environment in the sense of like you work a 9 to 5 and you know that that space can benefit from a conversation around abundance mindset. Definitely reach out to me because I am still doing those, but I'm not taking on any more private clients because the baby will be here in 7 weeks. And the minimum amount of a container that I will work with someone is 6 weeks. And that's this week. Next week, it'll be 6 weeks. Who knows when baby's going to come? You know what I mean? So I'm no longer taking private clients. Prosper is the only way to work with me until further notice. And it's just so fucking good. Like, I cannot express more women need Prosper. Like, if you know someone, know anyone who is struggling with their finances, send them the link because it can change their whole life. Okay. Ah, well, I think that's all. I want to say a huge thank you for you guys, to you guys for just like being on this journey with me and not ever making me feel pressured to not share the journey. And I'm just grateful that I've created a beautiful community of embodied women who are down for the ride of all evolutions of me. So We are now entering in the evolution of being a badass mom. So cheers to that. I'm so excited to continue to take you along the journey and reach out if you have any questions about Prosper or anything else that I spoke about inside of this podcast episode today. I love you. You can do anything, and I will talk to you next episode.